Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the beginning of the NFL postseason tomorrow. We will have the wild card weekend, which is, I kind of think it's the most fun weekend of the NFL, other than maybe like opening weekend. Mm-hmm. This is a good one. A lot can happen during the next couple of days. There will be games tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday. One of them will not feature the Kansas City Chiefs because they have the bye this week. They get to rest up and get ready for the division round. We go to the guest line and we welcome in our guy, Danan Hughes, Chiefs radio analyst and former wide receiver. He's with us now on KMOX. How's it going, Danan?
Doing all right. How you guys doing?
We're doing okay. What's it like to have to wait for the playoffs? I mean, it's nice for the guys to get to rest, but...
Yeah. It's awesome. I mean, I feel like, you know, you guys have listened to me for the last few weeks where my voice was all messed up and I was battling some colds and throat issues, and now I'm sounding even better. So I'm a product of this winning... these winning ways by the Chiefs. But from a player's perspective, like you guys have heard me say this before, when the schedules come out in April, the first thing players look at is when is our bye. And then they look at when do we play in prime time. And then you look at, okay, strings of home games versus away games, if we're playing on Christmas or any holidays. That's kind of the order that guys look at it. So it tells you how much they covet a bye week in the NFL across the board. Now when you add in that our bye week this year was in week six, and I think from my calculations, they would have had, if they did not get this bye week, they would have had to play 17 straight weeks of football to get to the promised land if they're going to make it to the Super Bowl and obviously make a strong run towards that three-peat. So that would have been almost like playing a full season with only having the bye week in the beginning. So it made it essential, the NFL did not help us at all when you consider the structure of the schedule. We wind up playing 8 playoff teams this year. Next year, we'll play 10 playoff teams. So the structure of this, regardless of how it ends, was a tough uphill battle. So these guys are relishing this opportunity to have some rest and come out strong. And they played their best football, I think, their best football in the month of December and into January. I mean, I wouldn't say January because we're not going to count that last game against the Broncos. But as far as when the core guys were playing, you can make an argument that they played their best football, and that's exactly how you want to go into the playoffs.
All right, so let's talk about the last game before we get into what's next.
Because, oh, do we have to?
Yeah, we have to. And the reason...
I'm look, sorry, Danan.
And you know it doesn't matter they lost. It doesn't matter to the Chiefs, but they rested a lot of players. As a team would do, but I think they got a lot of criticism that was completely undeserved, and I'm not here to protect the Chiefs, you know me, but I think it was ridiculous the amount of people who said, oh, you screwed the Bengals by not starting your starters. Well, maybe Cincinnati should have just won more games. They wouldn't have had to worry about it.
Yeah, let me make this abundantly clear. It, especially at the professional level, definitely you can make an argument at just about any level of sports. It is not one team's job to help another team, especially in the NFL. It is not their job. It's the Cincinnati Bengals' job to control their own destiny and not lean on another team, especially a rival, to do any work for them. They were the team that only won 4 games in 3 months. They won their last 5 games of the season. Give them kudos for ending the season strong. But that means they only won 4 games through September, October, and November. That's their fault. That's their fault that they lost to the lowly New England Patriots at home as a home opener. That's their fault. Don't look at us, especially us, to bail them out by beating a team that is the number one defense that was playing for their playoff lives. It wasn't like that it was a different metric where the Broncos were eliminated and they were not going to play. They were going to play their starters, and we weren't. They were a playoff team. They are a playoff team. They're a number one defense in the NFL. And to be quite honest, it would have been tough for us to beat them on the road in that circumstance with our starters. It took a blocked field goal for us to beat them a month earlier or a month and a half earlier. So, like, all the crybabies in Cincinnati and the so-called purists, they can go fly a kite. Like, I don't know what, like, I don't know what to tell them. They're, have a great time in Cancun, have a great time with their long off season. You know, sit back, suck their thumbs, and watch the rest of the playoffs, whatever it is. The fact is that the best team did what was best for the best team, and that was sitting the starters and cruising into this bye week.
So they have a bye. The players will they be watching the games and hoping for certain outcomes that they want to face a certain team or not face another? And who would you like to see them face?
Yeah, I don't think it's all about hoping for a team, especially when you're the number one seed. Now, I've been in that situation where I've been a number one seed. I've been a wild card when I was playing. I've been a number two seed. And you're just hoping in those circumstances that you are playing against a lower seed that you can continue to play at home. That's not an issue now because we have the path to New Orleans has to go through GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. So as a player, yeah, you're going to sit back, relax, watch the games. Usually you'll group together. Offensive linemen will probably be somewhere. Wide receivers will be at a restaurant or something like that. They'll watch some of the games, and then they'll go home and kind of glance in and out of it as they prepare for their game. The fact is that there are four teams in the AFC that they could possibly play. And to be honest, there's no toss-ups in this playoff run that I see. I can definitely see, and I even said on my radio show yesterday, that I could see the Broncos beating the Bills. So that's a 7 seed beating a number 2. I think you can make an argument based on how the Pittsburgh Steelers have fared against the Ravens for throughout Lamar Jackson's career that the Pittsburgh Steelers can make a strong run at winning that game. They've lost the last 4 games, and you'd hate to think that a playoff team would lose 5 straight games to end the season. The Chargers, I think the Chargers are a better football team than the Texans. As far as who we would want to play, I'm always concerned about playing a team 3 times. So that means the Broncos or the Chargers would always be extra concerned for me just because, especially with the Chargers, you would be looking to beat them 3 times, which would be tough for any team. And then the Broncos, who's a team that I think has a very, very strong defense and has garnered a lot of confidence, especially beating us 38-0 and facing them. So I don't know if I have a choice on who else I would want to face, but like I played in 1997 when we had to play the Denver Broncos in the playoffs and we lost. So I got scar tissue. I got personal scar tissue that I just don't want to feel like that again and have to give the nod to an AFC West divisional rival.
Danan, I know 99% of the time we talk about football, but last week I admired the thermostat PowerPoint presentation that your wife created for your house. Yeah. And what to do if you're hot or cold. And you mentioned happy wife, happy life. And I just thought in the final minutes here that we're not talking football, do you have any advice for our listeners or my co-host Chris Ranji here, who is chronically single?
So I do believe in happy wife, happy life, but I don't believe in it 100% because I feel like there's got to be some sunshine thrown on the other side to the husband. So I work with Sean Barber is a former linebacker. He does my radio show sometimes. We do a lot of things around Kansas City, and he is 100% sold on happy wife, happy life. I am like 75%-ish. I've been married. This will be 30 years coming in June. So it's not like this is brand new to me. I am, and this is not anything that I wouldn't tell her to her face, is that, like, I believe a majority But I don't know if I'm 100% that way. Like 65-70%. But I think there has to be some wraparound effect in regards back to the husband. So I don't know. Is there a saying for the husband? It's happy wife, happy life. There's another one that's...
it ain't all about you.
I think it's it's like sleep on the couch. Is that the one?
It's
what happy, if he bought the couch, though?
But next week, I'm going to have another saying for the husband. I'll figure one out.
And no, husband's harder to rhyme with.
I know.
Wife is easier
I know.
To
That's
rhyme with.
One.
Husband is tough.
Mm.
Happy spouse, happy house. I don't know.
Close enough.
Joyful dude. I don't know. I'm going to come up with
think
it. Now you gave me some homework.
Yeah, you have homework
now. Think about it now.
You have one week to think about it.
And possibly I'll be doing it from the couch because of it.
That's what I was thinking.
Real quick, let me ask this question. Who bought the couch?
Me?
Yeah.
That's what, see?
Yeah. Who bought the bed?
That's right. Don't make me puff my chest out in here. Yes, I bought everything in this house. And I'm the king. It's my castle.
Raj, what are you doing?
Do you hear me, woman? She's not here. She's at work. She's at work. But she can hear it in spirit.
This is terrible.
It's my castle. It's me castle. I bought everything. I'm the king.
I just got Dana in trouble.
I know. Dana, please be safe.
Yeah,
Hopefully she doesn't have the Alexa on.
I know. Yeah. Well, oh, my gosh.
Sorry, man.
Dana, not even joking. I'm sweating right now.
So,
I'm sweating out of nervousness for you
right
now. You
got me. I ripped my shirt off like the Hulk. I'm like walking around here now, puffing my chest out around this house. You're right. You guys just lit a fuse in me right now.
Oh, no. Well, Dana.
Wait until she gets home. Wait until I give her a piece of my mind when she gets home.
Oh, no.
Well, Dana, hopefully we'll talk to you next week. You might be dead.
Well, I'm sweating. I'm so nervous. I'm sweating.
Look.
I'll have some tissue in my mouth because my jaw will be all messed up. But I'll be thanking you guys.
All right. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Good luck this week, man.
Thank you, Danan.
Thank you, Danan.
Thank y'all.